This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I thought earlier in the week we would be in D.C. today, just at the studio, and then I was going to take the train up. But because of the short week and because there's so many injury questions, I thought it was more pertinent to be out here. Mm-hmm. The schedule, so everybody's aware, 12:25 is the beginning of practice.
Yeah.
DQ is going to address the media after that. So odds are we will be live still. I'm guessing this is going to be a pretty short practice. And in turn, we'll still be on the air, and we will take DQ live, assuming that that's how it goes down.
Okay.
Do you expect Dan Quinn to rule players out today?
Yeah. I think so. Because normally they do it on a Friday.
Right.
This is the day before the game. This is like Saturday. So I'm expecting it to happen today. Whoever's not going to play, I think they'll say today. And then maybe one, two guys may be game time decision.
Yeah. I think Lattimore and Seibert will be ruled out. They haven't practiced all week. They didn't practice. I guess Cyber practiced a little last week. I want to specifically address something because I think folks have taken far too narrow of a vision on this.
Uh-huh.
Because I tweeted out a photo yesterday of Lattimore at practice but not practicing.
I want to see the shoes. I'm showing the shoes.
Yeah, you got to get that string off there.
I don't know what that is.
That's gross. I think anybody, because I got these comments yesterday, and I imagine what your response is going to be. It'll probably involve a salute. But for folks that are like, oh, my God, this trade's a mistake, relax. Relax, relax. They have, what is their record right now, 7-3?
Yeah.
That means they have at least seven games remaining.
But I think, like, people think that when you make a move, it's for a game or just a season. This move is for this season plus, not just this game. And I think that's what you have to understand, where the mindset has to change from, like back in the day, for 20-plus years, we did everything for the moment. We never worked on building a foundation. We never worked on making sure things are better for the future. That is happening now. And I understand, you normally react to what you're accustomed to, what you're used to. This is something different. Let's let this thing move into the direction they wanted to move. And things don't work out.
Right. Now, listen, there's a lot to figure out. I know that people want him to play, particularly in this Philly game, and maybe he will. Neither myself nor Brian are declaring that he's out. It would be a surprise. Like, the trends would point to not practicing yet at all. I don't think Dan Quinn was kind of asked about this yesterday, and Landfill, forgive me, I'll check and see if you have audio. We'll get to that a little later. But DQ basically said, you know, that position is one that maybe, yes, we could get him on the field without practicing. DQ's not going to box himself in. If the trainers and Lattimore and everybody determines the hammy's good to go, he's going to play.
Yeah.
Like, practice or not, because he immediately is their best corner. Do not be fooled into thinking that this is a bad trade because he misses two games within 9 days of trading for him. Like, I, one, as far as trying to help this team win this year, which is what so many people said, hey, we've got a good team. You're 7-2. You got to make a move to try to win now. And they did that. It's not like this was a player for player trade. They didn't send somebody to New Orleans that not having that player is going to hurt them on the field
at
in
all.
Philly on Thursday night.
At all.
And the draft pick aspect of this, I think you got to really, really take a deep breath and let this thing play out. Yo, if he doesn't play tomorrow night, which seems likely, but we don't know. If he doesn't play tomorrow night, then they got 10 days until the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Then you've got a week until the Titans. Then you've got a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the case. Let's say he doesn't play till after the bye, and you've got four games left. You know how important those four are going to be?
How many people are going to take what you said and say, man, he's not playing till after the bye?
I'm not saying that.
Well,
I'm saying,
that's what they're going to take.
I'm saying hypothetically, even if that's the case, if he comes in those last four and plays shutdown corner, it's worth it. Like, you got – this is – everybody that was screaming for them to make a trade was about, yo, we could win a division round game. We could get to the NFC Championship. If that's your goal, then what happens tomorrow night, Sunday against the Steelers, like you got to zoom out and just try to take the big picture.
But, you know, fandom doesn't think like that. Fandom is like they just hang by a string consistently. Everything is like the end of the world.
You can't be like myopic when you discuss draft picks, trades. You have to take a long-term vision with it. And that would be my only encouragement this morning, regardless of what DQ does or doesn't say this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
If Lattimore doesn't play another game, relax. It doesn't mean the sky is falling.
But you know how to do it. When you make a move, that's the piece we needed. Now we're going to the soup. That's the way people think. And you can't talk them off the list. So what you do, you report whatever information there is, and you let them sit on the ledge because they're going to be on there anyway.
I'm excited to talk to Greenberg at 11. Yeah. We're going up to Philly at noon talking to Dave Zangaro, covers the Eagles, good buddy of ours, great dude. You know, the Eagles seem to be in a different spot. I did ask, did you notice, I think I put this on Instagram last night, I asked DQ yesterday about the bye week stuff,
mm-hmm.
and he was – one thing I like about Dan, because think about the post-game presser Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Whether or not they got screwed by that Zach Ertz spot on the 4th-and-9, and I think most people lean towards they got screwed, it sure seems rare for a receiver to get a spot like that and for it to be upheld.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the skill position guys get that forward progress, whatever you want to call it. Have I asked you about that spot specifically? What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a bad spot.
Okay. Like, consider the Malik Nabers spot the week before in Giants Stadium.
The Malik Nabers spot.
Where they gave him 2.5 yards.
His whole body was not at the line, but they gave it to him past the line.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's pretty remarkable when you think about it that way. But I think one thing I did notice with DQ, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but I don't even know that he's addressed that. And maybe some of that's on the media. I would say some of that is on the policy that makes it incredibly difficult to get from the locker room to the interview room, but that's me ranting about something else. I don't know that he was asked about it immediately in postgame, but there are a lot of coaches that don't need to be asked that will just start screaming about stuff if they feel they've been wrong.
I think DQ,
he's not that kind
of
dude.
DQ is a man where he doesn't make excuses for things, and on top of it, he also doesn't like giving his money up. Because, you know, when coaches get up there and they criticize referees and calls, they normally get like a little dock. They get docked because of that with the league. And, you know, sometimes you just, it ain't worth it. You know, the game is over. It's just like, you know, you hear people talking about, oh, man, we got to play a short week. Philly's playing a short week as well. Sometimes referees make bad calls on both sides. It all balances itself out. And you just got to keep going. So if you become a person where you make an excuse every time something happens, you begin to be sound whiny. But if you understand that, you know what, they're going to screw it up sometimes. That I just think that the human aspect of the game is going to always have us questioning stuff. And it'll never be completely perfect, because the one thing in the world that is tough to do for a person to go out and say that they were wrong. So when the referees go under that damn hat, I don't care what we see most times. They're not going to change 100% of the time against what they just did. And let's remember, those referees, they play on teams. If one person screws up, they all are considered screw-ups. You know what I mean? So they're going to try to protect that, because the team sometimes could get to a certain level. Then they take the best of the best to get them to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So they're trying to get as many people on their team to get to the playoffs and to the Super Bowl calling. They have pride, too. And they gonna damn sure not go out there and just make themselves look bad all the time. So I understand that human element sits there.
100%. Would you – if – I find it hard to believe – I'm curious if you agree with this – specific to the Ertz spot, but we see this stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Would you – the technology has to exist for this to become – computerized, digitized.
Well, wasn't in preseason? What didn't we have the digital thing going on?
But it took forever.
But did that disappear? That's no longer.
I think it was a trial for preseason.
Okay, and it kind of didn't work, or it made the referees look bad. One or two.
I think the problem,
because it went away rather quickly.
If you think about tennis, when they do the review, which is kind of cool, looks like a video game. They review if it's
and
in
it
or
hits.
Out.
Yeah, on a line.
Right. Soccer, I think they have it with the, I guess it's called the goal line, right? Like if it gets in the goal mm-hmm. or not. I think you could easily set that up in the NFL with the goal lines, like the end zones. From my understanding, the cameras and the digital equipment required need like a finite line to be kind of measured against. They need the metric of, okay, this is exactly it, and we can tell what crosses this. So I think with the first down line that's constantly moving, I think that's where the impediment to the technology is.
How much did the league make last year?
Billions.
Okay. They can put a chip in that damn football.
Like, call Elon Musk.
They can put
call
a chip
somebody
in the football,
can
and they can have stuff along the sidelines that shoots across the field, and I promise you they can get it. It won't hurt their bottom line at all. But they don't care.
That's what I'm curious about.
They like the skepticism.
Would you, if you could get that to happen?
Would you?
Yeah, because think about in baseball, robot umps, I think, exist, right? I think baseball, you have robot umps now in the minors, I believe. I could be wrong on that. But they've at least like experimented with to the point that it's operational. And there's a big crowd that's like, oh, no, keep the human element in the game. If football was able to, look, if they are or not, they're not doing it. Do you want them to go that route?
If they're going to act like they're really looking at this, I don't want to hear about, oh, if it was called, it's hard to overturn. If it was called and you obviously see it, overturn it, damn it. You know, because what happens is they've gotten us thinking exactly this. Well, if it was called on the field not a first down, they're not going to overturn it. Or if it was called a first down, okay, it's going to be a first. No. If it was wrong, it was wrong.
Yeah.
They got to get to that point. Because right now what they do, they basically protect themselves by saying, well, it wasn't beyond a reasonable doubt. BS. Most times it's way beyond a reasonable doubt. They just refuse to change it. And you know what the human aspect and the human element is? I'm not going to make my team look bad. So this is my thing. We were down in Tampa three times. What they call it? Whatever review.
Yeah.
Three
booth,
times.
Booth assisted or
booth
something.
Assist, booth yeah. review, whatever. Booth assist. It helped them against us. Why does it never jump up and help us against anybody else? You know what I mean?
Now, some of that may be our anecdotal evidence, right? Like maybe it, maybe in a Cleveland-Denver game.
Well, I'm
we
not worried
notice.
About Cleveland-Denver.
Right.
I know that in that game it happened against us. It happened against us in another game as well.
Do you actually think there's a a reason that that is happening to Washington?
I don't. I'm not that thinking that it's a reason. I just know that it happened to us more than it helps us.
Sure.
So that what I'm trying to say is, how does it? How does that? When do they decide to review something in the booth?
It's,
you know what I mean?
Those questions, and dude, so people understand, like, the media can request what's called a pool report, right?
Yeah.
Which is the refs have to answer a question. It is the least helpful piece of information ever because you don't actually get to have a discussion and follow-ups. Like, it's not what you think it is. They are, to your point, Brian, completely protected by the league and really have – there's really no recourse for what happens.
Like there is none.
Kirk, I'll never forget Kirk Cousins many years ago. Remember, you and I were on the sideline in the Superdome. It was one of the loudest situations I've ever heard. Chris Thompson breaks his leg. That game goes to overtime. Mm-hmm. They had a 2-touchdown lead that they blew late in that game. Mm-hmm. The Saints end up winning. Kirk gets called for that grounding on a play. He was just throwing the ball out of bounds. And Kirk, later in the week, so quarterbacks – I don't think he said this postgame. I think he said this Wednesday. But it was dead on. He basically said something to the effect of, yeah, because the NFL had sent a letter to the Skins saying, yo, sorry, we were wrong. Mm-hmm. And he's like, here's the problem with that, is that letter is not going to keep anybody employed in January when they look at our final record and it's 7-9 or 6-10 or 9-7, whatever it is. He's like, that letter is not going to help anybody's contract when they look to get more guarantees or they go to free agency.
Yeah.
There's no recourse when they make bad decisions.
True.
Washington lost to Pittsburgh, possibly as a result of a really bad spot, and the only thing that happens is nothing.
The league protects their ass. Point blank.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.